أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأما إن كان من المقربين فروح وريحان وجنة نعيم صدق الله العظيم. At the beginning of the surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about this world coming to an end. The last ayat we discussed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about man coming to his end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us how helpless we are, that right in front of us, we will see a person departing from this world. There is nothing we can do to bring him back to life, nothing we can do to stop his soul from leaving, and if it has left, there is nothing we can do to have it returned into the body, and that is how helpless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us we are. Now, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the departing person, فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. Then, if the dying person was one of the muqarrabin, muqarrabin we discussed at the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about السَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. السَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ, the foremost are the foremost, the forerunners are the forerunners, and they are the مُقَرَّبُونَ, they are the ones who are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to them, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked a question to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, who will be the first ones to get the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. So in other words, who will be the forerunners to go under the shade of the arsh of Allah Rabbul Izzat? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows best. The Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person that has the following three qualities. One is, when the haqq and the truth is presented to him, the person accepts the haqq and the truth. Number two, if somebody else asks for the dues and the rights which this person is obliged to fulfill, then he fulfills those dues and those obligations immediately without any hesitation. So that will be insofar as the rights of fellow beings are concerned. Optimum will be this, that we live our lives in such a manner that nobody has to ask for the rights, that we will give the rights that are due, and we'll give even more than that. But if at any point in time there was some oversight and somebody asks for the rights, then we fulfill those rights that are due to others. And then third, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when they have to judge in matters, like how they would want others to judge when they judge against them or for them, then that is how they will judge. We all would want justice. So hence, a person judges with justice. That is the forerunner, the muqarrabun, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described in the hadith. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the dying person, the person that is leaving the world, either he will be from amongst the muqarrabun. فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there will be rawh. In the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to explain this word rawh as what we will call rahat. There will be comfort for that person. The rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend upon that person. Rayhan. Rayhan will be fragrance, and Rayhan will also be rizq and sustenance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant. In one hadith, it comes that when the angels come to take the ruh of that person, then this is the announcement that will be made, that now there is this everlasting bliss, there is this ruh and this Rayhan and this Jannatin Na'im, these Jannat, these gardens of bliss, everlasting bliss, is your lot. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that there are two jannats that are made of gold, and these two jannats that are made of gold will be
for the sabiqun, for the muqarrabun, for those people who are closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there are another two jannats that are made of silver, and that will be for the people of the yameen, the people on the right hand side that fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously the muqarrabun were always the forerunners. They always fulfill the command of Allah to the best of human capacity. However best a person can fulfill the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would do it without any laxities. And that again will be as far as the fara'id, the obligations of the shariat is concerned. Whatever Allah Rabbul Izzat has made farz for us, we make sure that we fulfill that. Whatever Allah has made wajib for us, we make sure that we fulfill that. And then ulama have written, together with that, there is no laxities in the sunnate muakkada. And on the other side, there will be those things that Allah has made haram, they keep away from it, and they are so particular that there may be other things that may not be haram, but they are regarded as makruh in the shariat, and they keep away from them. So that will be regarded as the muqarrabun or the sabiqun, those who are the forerunners, those who will outshine others insofar as fulfilling the commandments of Allah. And the title that Allah has given is muqarrab. Muqarrab means they will gain closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Closeness in this world also, closeness in the hereafter. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.